I'm talking with Grundy Center baseball coach Pat Brown Jr. as the Spartans have officially clinched the NICL West title here with two big wins over GR back on Monday night. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. A huge accomplishment, obviously, and doing it for four straight years. Just what can you say about being able to get that accomplished? And again, to do it, you know, this many years in a row is pretty remarkable, too.
It is. I mean, remarkable. I mean, that's the thing is with baseball, you know, we've had a lot of really good things happen here in Grundy. You know, baseball is one of those games where if you have one bad inning, I mean, it could ruin a season. Or if you have, you know, you throw a slump in here or there, you know, it could change all those things. And luckily, for 4 years in a row, the kids have been able to figure it out and get it put together and scratch out wins when they need to and hold off losses when they have to.
So looking at a big picture, your team is on a 6-game win streak right now. Five of those games, five straight here, you've scored 10 or more runs. So that's certainly pretty impressive regardless of who you're playing. If you could just kind of describe what kind of an offensive tear your team has been on, what you've really liked about what you've seen from your team. Because I remember like we talked after that South Harden game, that night was a season high in team hits for a game, but it's only gone up ever since, it looks like.
It sure has. You know, one of the hardest things in sports, and I've said it and I'll say it again and I'll continue to say it, one of the hardest things in sports is to hit a baseball hard. You know, to hit a round ball with a round bat and hit it square, it's like extremely difficult. And when it's hard, people want to shy away from it and they don't want to do it. And they just don't like failure. Well, when it's going good, then it's easy, and then they want to hit more and they want to spend more time in the cage and see the reactions when we're taking batting practice on the field, and it's just kind of led up to that. Now we got guys that are excited to come to the cage, are excited to call me up or Coach Drosky up and say, hey, can you get us into the building? We want to hit, you know. So they're flying high off of their results, they're just, I guess, bunch of kids having fun, and no better place to have fun than at the ballpark.
So an unexpected week off here due to the cancellation of the West Marshall game here on Friday night, a week between games, that is, of course, but probably just some more rest and recovery, right? Probably especially advantageous to the pitching staff as you try to get those guys kind of rested up and, you know, able to go full speed ahead once the postseason arrives, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, but it is like, pitching's a lot like, you know, being in shape, lifting weights or whatever. When you take a break from it, that's how you start to get sore and you start to get hurt or whatever. So we'll have our guys sometime between now and when they pitch again. You know, we try to keep them sharp, get them on the mound and just throw some pitches, do some things like that. We've got a good Wapsie Valley game on Monday at Wapsie. And then we go to Hampton, actually. And I know they're down a little bit this year, but they got us last year. They've got a bunch of guys that are excited to play baseball. And, you know, when they're a bigger school and they see a littler school coming in, a lot of times, you know, they get hyped for that. We don't want to get caught slipping with them. But so we have two games to get kind of a few kinks out. Now, even though we're this late in the season, you know, we've got a few lineup changes. So we will kind of work on that and just, you know, ultimately get ready for Union on Saturday.
I noticed that Tate Jarovsky was on like a 6-game hit streak that just came to an end in that second GR game back on Monday night. Just what can you say about that little streak he was able to put together and really had a nice stretch of games? I'm sure you're hoping to maybe see more of the same here as the end of the regular season in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. You know, Tate Senior, he's been involved in every one of those four conference championships. And he's not only been involved, but he's been a big part of it. He's one of the most dominating players in the area, in the district for sure. You know, and he's got an exciting career ahead of him at Central where he'll play football and baseball. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't even realize it was 6 games. But to be quite honest with you, when you put – I think we had like 40-some hits in 3 games. Like everybody's hitting the ball, so you kind of lose track of it. It's just – it's like watching ping pong balls drop from the sky.
You had mentioned getting ready for Union here in the first round. You do get a chance to have a home game here in the playoffs. I know you beat them 3-0 in the regular season, and as long as you take care of business there, you get a chance to face an AP team that you weren't able to face. And then number one, West Marshall looming as well, a team that another one of those games that got canceled. Just your thoughts on the bracket as a whole. Obviously, it's one game at a time, but you kind of know your path if you are to make it back to the state tournament.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing of it was when we got rained out against AP, you know, at the time we were playing a lot of baseball games. They were playing a lot of baseball games. So it was like, okay, you know, and hindsight, looking at the playoff implications, it would have been nice to have played them and had a chance to play them and beat them, you know, just for the seeding fact that now all of a sudden you're a 2 seed. And you actually get a week off, and you can throw your number one pitcher. So now we have to get to AP, and to do that, you know, I'm sure we'll have to burn up some pitching, and then turn around and face them, and you know, be up against some pitch count restraints.
All right. So when it comes to getting things squared away, what are the kind of some of the biggest things you're hoping to get squared away or accomplished here in this last week before you roll into the postseason?
Well, I think, you know, some situational stuff, you know, working on some situational stuff, try to, you can't, it's so hard to duplicate in practice, you know, things. Hopefully we get the opportunity to work on some bunking stuff or some defensive type situations to where, okay, we practice this, now execute it. So when it really, really matters, we can do it. So that's kind of where we're at with that. And then just go out there, fall asleep in the box, hit the ball hard, run the bases fast, you know, do it with a smile on your face and good things will happen.
All right, Coach, I think that's about all I got for you today, but anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
No, just really appreciate taking the time to cover local sports here at Grundy Center, and we appreciate all the things you guys do for us. So thanks a lot, John.
You bet. That's Grundy Center baseball coach Pat Brown, Jr.